Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The man behind the legal junction. None other than Mr. Paluso Siyakamela. Or you may know him as Bishop SK. And that's Mohlolo Hlole. That's actually him on that song. Listen up to this. Listen, multi-talented gentleman he is. First ASK, welcome, welcome, and thank you for ushering us into the Amen. Legal junction.
Amen.
Oh,
how
man.
Are you doing, Luko?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. It's always good to see you on Thursdays.
He's a God of miracles.
Life is a miracle.
Listen.
You see, siyavuka nje ekuseni. And sometimes we don't even go to God and say, God, thank you. But I must tell you, life is a miracle.
Definitely. Yeah. Even the things we regard as so little. When was it when I went to the council? What day was it again?
That was, is it not last week?
Must have been Monday. I think it was
this Monday. This week Monday.
I think it was Monday. Yeah, yes, it was Monday.
Yes.
And that's one of the things my sister said when I took a picture and I showed it myself. And she said, God of miracles.
God of miracles
who does things when we least expect him to.
Yes.
But when we pray and he answers, those are the miracles. We don't need to look for people to show us people floating.
No.
In the little things we pray for and God comes through in the nick of time, those are the miracles.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
You see, so that is it, Luko. We're here again. Thursday.
It's a Thursday and we are talking all matters law.
Yeah, everything law, Luko.
The nice thing is there are people like Abo Cherry Baby.
Yeah.
Who are our residents.
This one, you know, Luko, one day we must just invite her in studio.
No, definitely.
Yeah, no, she must just come in and do the legal junction with us.
Also she must tell us stories, community stories.
Yeah, some community stories.
Real community stories. Cherry Baby's yes, as she knows, you know, those the community myths especially.
She knows that on Thursday it's happening on Radio Pulpit.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I see also Mr. M is joining us live on my Facebook. And
Mr. M?
Yes.
Mr. Mako?
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, Sanbon and Tate Muko.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you for joining us, Mr. SK, once again. The past 2 weeks, we focused more on the NCA, the National Credit Act. Mm. But, you know, I think we wrapped that up really well last week.
Yeah.
Well, the real life stories as well. There's always real life stories because here's the thing. Law is not just fiction. It's not just one of those, it's on the book. Like you say, it's things that affect us on a daily basis.
Yes.
Last week,
Luko, I said the law is like breakfast. I mean, if you can go a day without having breakfast.
We're not going to cope.
Yeah, so you need the law. You need the knowledge of the law on day-to-day basis, Luko. Mm. And that's why we are here every Thursday.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I want to give you success. You success. Try it. I've actually never taken a call live on air.
Yeah.
Try it. Let me try. Let me sort you out a little bit. You success. Give me 5 minutes. I'll get somebody in studio to try and assist me with that.
Yeah.
We'd love to get your question live on air. Actually,
that will be nice for the listeners to engage.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. No. I'll do that. Thank you. This is a good idea. Yeah. I'll get Nhlanhla or someone to actually join us in the studio and do that. You are still talking.
Yes. You see, Luko. So there's no way that you can survive without the knowledge of the law, because you'll realize here on the Legal Junction, we're touching various aspects of the law. We touch your National Credit Act. We touch your criminal law. We touch your labor law. And those are things, remember we once said that we are legal obligations. We have legal obligations on day-to-day basis, Luko, whereby we must push those obligations.
Yeah.
And the only way to pursue them is when we have the knowledge of the law.
Of course. You success, I'm ready. I kind of remembered how to get you on air. Please, do call us through. We'd love to get your question. You put Mr. Siyakamela on the spot. I love it when we can be spontaneous and really.
Yes.
And we always say we want Mr. Siyakamela to address these questions. Because it says, greeting and thank you for being here, Pulpit and Dr. Siyakamela. I wanted to find out if I can call and ask the question. It is just, you know, a few items that's hurting a lot of people. Or should the questions. You can call. You can send it on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
That's All right, I'll call you myself. Not a problem. We're doing live radio right
live
now.
Radio.
Live radio. I'm showing you live radio. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The number you can call actually, 012-334, yes, 1322. 1322 at the end. That's the number you can call. Not the 1200. 1322. Or you can even drop us yours and I'll call you quickly because I'm so curious for this question. We love it. Here's the thing. I think we spoke about this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Sometimes we move with the spirit.
Yeah, we move with the spirit.
We move with the spirit.
I think, Luko, the listeners should be aware that we don't sit and prepare for the legal junction.
Definitely.
We just come into the studio and just start moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just move with it because
it's us. We just like that.
We've got something for you, but we would not be doing justice. Oh, okay. Let's try that. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Success. Hello, Mr. Success.
Hello.
Hi. Can you be able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Clearly
live
so.
On air.
I'm just going to switch off my radio because I'm listening in my car. But greetings, guys. Thank you so very much for this opportunity. And God bless everyone.
Amen.
But I don't want to be long. Thank you, sir. And everybody at Radio Boost, it's a blessed station.
Wow.
It's a blessed station. It's
amen.
It runs through. I've been I've been wanting to ask some questions.
Okay.
That in line with customer and service providers.
Okay.
Customer that and they,
customer and service providers.
It's what we touched last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in a sense of knowing that companies that are like your banks and your ordinary companies that are lending money or credit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Others, it's more like your material things like your cell phone and stuff like that. So many people are suffering and find themselves in a situation that they don't understand.
Yeah.
So you find that people get trapped into the debt review process. You see what I mean? I was once there, but when I realized and then I re-asked the question, they told me and they clarified, and I said, no, this is not what I want. So here's the first question that I wanted to ask at the sacrament. There's a group of people that I have behind me, and we've even formed a WhatsApp group. So I didn't mention it, but I would rather maybe mention it. It's called Blue Label.
Okay.
Blue Label Connect. So this company is basically offering people cell phones, but the true picture is like they are a scam. They rob people. They are there, but they're not following things. They break their own rules.
Yeah.
They mislead. They get you into a situation. Now you agree to something, and then they give you something, and then they debit you, and then when you don't want to, when you stop the debit order, what they do, they blacklist you. So there's a lot of unfairness from that company. Where now, it's even on the Facebook, there's a lot of people that are complaining about this company.
Okay.
So I took it to myself and say, listen, okay, you guys did me this. I'm not...
Okay, we're
losing. They've proven to me that...
All right, you back?
Yes. So they proved to me that, yes, indeed, it was a mislead. But they don't communicate. They just quiet. So I took it to myself to say, you know what? Let me rather go to the office. So I found the offices in Sandton, and in Sandton they told me that, no, these offices are actually, these people, they've moved to Midrand. I brought to Midrand. When I found them in Midland, they were surprised. They, we've got a visitor here. And I told them that, listen, this is not fair, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They started to take me seriously, you see. And sure. They said, yeah, okay, we'll address your problem. And then even today, I went to the office on Monday, and then that's how they took me seriously, because of they saw that this man, not just as an ordinary person, there's something behind him. Nobody can just come to a corporate office and present the case as it is.
Are you still then blacklisted currently?
Yeah, so basically what they did, they took, they went to debit me by, before they did, I proactively told them that, listen, you're not going to debit me because of I am going to change my banking details with my payroll.
Okay.
And I'm just telling you that just in case, because of the people who's communicating, when they phone, they say they will escalate. So basically, the short story is that they provided me with a cell phone, like Samsung phone, and then when they delivered a wrong ZTE cheapest phone.
Sure. So you didn't get the product you were meant to buy.
Yeah.
And that product, I held it, didn't even open it.
All right. Okay. Because of time, sir, we're not going to be able to, but I just want to make sure I've got your story right so that Mr. SK can respond. He can also ask you. So basically what I'm gathering here, Mr. SK, is that there was a product that was bought. However, the product delivered was not what he had ordered.
Yeah. You see, look, what I get here, né? I see the consequences of false marketing.
Yes.
Then now we will look into the Consumer Protection Act again.
Okay.
To say, what does the act says about false marketing or what we call deceptive advertising?
Before I say goodbye to you, Mr. Success, we will answer you on air. I just want to find out, did you take the product they delivered? Did you have a choice to return it? Have they allowed you? What's the story with regard to that?
I did. I just went there this past Monday.
Okay.
Asking them to bring it to get the courier, but all they do is just to phone to say, hey, you are owing this and that. So when I did, they agreed, and then they told me that, listen, we can see this is a valid response. So we will cancel the contract, and then we will refund, actually stop the debit and remove you from credit bureau listing.
Okay.
Now, look, I'm not asking this question only for me.
Yes.
There's a lot of people. I've even formed a WhatsApp group where they've been robbed.
Okay.
Other people complain about a lot of things. So I wanted, my question directly to this is, are you reachable, Mr. Sakamela, in a sense of when these people try to reach you, how do they reach you with voice calls or with email or with a WhatsApp number? Or how can they be able to reach you if they stay they don't have that means of getting access to their offices?
I think we've lost him then, but I think we get the point of what Mr. Success is saying.
Yeah, it's actually bargaining also to say we must make sure that when we knock off from time to time, we must leave our contacts with
of
the
course, he's reminding us of that. We definitely will assist you, Mr. Sekamela. We'll make sure that he assists you with regard to that with contacts and whatnot. But Mr. Sekamela, I think let me allow you to really address this.
Yeah, the first thing, Luko, I'm going to address is the issue of false advertising or false marketing. Because there, as a consumer, you enter into an agreement which you were misled somehow with information.
Yep.
Like you were buying this product and subsequently you are given the other product. So we're going to check the Consumer Protection Act. In principle, Luko, it's illegal under South African law to false advertise.
Yep.
Let's just start it from
there. Clearly.
It's illegal in South African law. Either you are selling goods or services, it's illegal to misrepresent
what you are
what
producing,
you are producing,
true,
or the service you are rendering.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go into checkpoints about false marketing law,
okay,
in South Africa. The first one, prohibition of misleading representation. The CPA prohibits suppliers from making any false or misleading or deceptive representations.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. So it's prohibited. It's not allowed,
yep,
by South African law.
It's not tolerated.
It's not tolerated. It's unwanted. Then we're going to look, the second one, look at specific examples of prohibited practices. This includes misrepresenting the nature, property advantages, or uses of the goods and services, the conditions under which they are supplied, and the price.
Mm. So in essence, it is your right to not be tricked into a transaction.
It's your right as a consumer not to be tricked. That is the reason why we have, you see, I always say these acts, they are self-explanatory.
Mm.
Consumer
Protection
Act. Mm-hmm. You see, it's an act that seeks to do what? To protect
the consumers
against service providers who mislead or who misinterpret what they are offering or they are selling.
Yeah.
Then we go in to check also, look at the consequences of false marketing.
Mm.
One, look, somebody end up being blacklisted.
Exactly.
While that particular person is the one that is actually being wronged. You
exactly.
are wronged.
You're robbing me and you're still
you
blacklisting me.
You rob me and you blacklist
so
me.
Much power in your hands.
You see. So those are the consequences. Consumers end up suffering. Hence, the caller says he's not asking these questions for himself.
Yeah.
And I know we
it's
are
very
saying
kind
this.
Of him.
Yeah, there are so many consumers, Luko, out there that are being tricked and being robbed fraudulently so by service providers who either sell products or who render services.
Yeah.
Hence, if you can recall last week, when we spoke about the National Credit Act, we said it's very important that as a consumer, you must check the company that you deal with in terms of do they have the right standing.
Yeah.
You see, do they have the right local standing to can service you or to can sell you any other product. You see, we also gave examples of practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Some they will come and misrepresent themselves as medical practitioners. Some will come and misrepresent themselves as accountants.
Mm-hmm.
You see, those ones are rendering service, but at the end of the day, there is an element of misrepresentation, which it's a
no-no. It's prohibited.
It's prohibited in terms of the Consumer Protection Act. Then you check consumer rights. Remember, the Consumer Protection Act is there, Luko, to protect consumers from being misled into purchasing goods or services they wouldn't otherwise buy.
Exactly.
You see?
Because he wouldn't have bought a shabby phone.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't have.
You see?
And here's the worst thing, Mr. SK. They use delivery companies or courier companies.
Mm.
And you can't just say, return with this product.
Yeah.
Because chances are, he's going to leave with the product, never going to take it back to the company.
Mm.
And you also don't have it. So when the company wants it, you don't have it to give it back to them as well. And you end up being charged for that as well.
Yes.
So they know, Gutsi, when it gets to you, might end up taking it and whatnot. Remember, we've got different personalities.
Yeah.
Some people are going, let me just take it. And then they say, no, you have it in your possession.
Exactly. And you see, look what we had just been talking about when we started this show to say, here on the Legal Junction, we move with the spirit. today, our plan, me and you, my friend, was that we were going to touch testate succession.
Yep, yep.
But you see, here we are now, we are moving with false marketing.
Yes.
And I must believe it's going to benefit our listeners, because on day-to-day basis, they transact.
Yep.
You see. Then we check enforcement, Luko, to say, the National Consumer Commission is responsible for monitoring and enforcing the enforcement of the Consumer Protection Act, including investigating, prosecuting violations related to false advertising.
Mm, mm.
You see, so it's punishable by law in South Africa to false advertise.
I like what you're touching on, Mr. Ske, because there's another company as well. It's a cosmetic one.
Okay.
They'll give you face cream, face wash, this and that.
Yeah.
Usually what they do is they might sell to you because you know the product.
Okay.
And then they ask you to suggest a client. Then you suggest Luko.
Yeah.
You give my number to them.
Referrals.
But listen to how tricky they get.
Yeah, yeah.
They call Luko. They'll say, Mr. SK, you know, suggested you because he loved our product and we would love to give you a free gift. This, for me, has been something I really don't understand to this day. Some people will say, I did unknowingly give my bank details, but I've also seen people who say, I never gave them my bank details.
Yeah.
But when I later realized they had been debiting in my account, did I not get the product? Yes, I did.
No.
They said it was a gift
because
somebody had mentioned my name. I know a lot of people know this company because it's infamous for that. But at the end of the day, I see those debits going off and I took the product.
Yeah.
You see how tricky it gets. And I think this is sometimes where we should say, because most of these companies, most of you that call you, they tell you that we are recording the call. I think this is where we should say, give me that recording where I agreed to pay for these products.
They give you some security of some sort while they are ripping you off.
You know, and it makes you wonder if they actually do have them.
Yeah,
it really makes you wonder if they do, because oftentimes they'll give you a guarantee. Danda usually argues with me and I tell him that there's cameras at my kid's school and he says, those cameras are good, but until the day you need to see them. Then it's stories after stories.
Yeah, it's bad.
It was off at a certain time. So people, especially companies or stores, they tend to trick us right there.
Yeah.
To say we've recorded the call, but when you need those recordings.
Yeah.
And it seems as if now they're the only, it's their word against yours. We were selling the product. Why would you give you that product?
Yeah.
So it's really disheartening actually.
Ish.
And you hear him, he says there's a lot of people
that
he's created a group with for assistance and I want to believe you've got solutions. There's no way you cannot help.
There's no way. There's no way you could. There's no way.
There's no way. Yeah. And they need
you
the
see,
rescuing.
We can't be committing time every Thursday coming here making noise about the law that cannot help people.
You know,
there's absolutely no way.
And here's the thing, Mr. SK. You're busy listing me on Credit Bureau.
Yeah.
And you're blocking all the other transactions I need to make as a normal South African citizen.
Yeah, and there should be processes, Luko, before listing. You see.
Who's in control of Credit Bureau, by the way?
And these people, there's institutions that lists and do removals and so forth.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, the Act provides steps that should be taken.
To get to that place.
Before listing.
So these listing guys could get into trouble with you as well.
Yeah, if you follow them up, Luko, we have what we call the ARB, the Advertising Regulatory Board.
Okay.
You see, this is where you can report any malicious or fraudulent or misleading or false advertising or false marketing. You can just approach the ARB.
Can we report that company that gives us one wing and says it's two wings?
Yes.
You know that company. I'm not going to mention it. They sell us one wing and they say it's two wings.
It's two wings.
Then they sell you four wings. That time you're buying just two wings. They broke it in half. We can report them. We are just too lenient.
You see, Luko, the other challenge here with people is that they do not exercise
their rights. Let me just say, we do not oftentimes.
Yeah, I don't count myself.
Have you not bought those wings?
I've bought the wings, my friend.
I just implicated him.
Yeah, I trusted them and I suffered very bad consequences.
So that is
there the ARB to make sure that there is no false advertising. But it's just that sometimes, hence the Bible says we perish due to lack of knowledge. We are not aware of this particular
institutions that we can take
and councils that regulate certain bodies, you see.
Yeah. It's not, I wonder if it's not because sometimes I think we always discredit ourselves before we can put up a fight.
Yeah.
You know, I often read there's a group called Stockpile on Facebook where people teach each other to save and. And the stories I read oftentimes, I realize that we need a lot of education.
Yeah.
We need to be empowered. You know, people will tell you they put up fights at stores where this is the price you put under the item and this is the price I'll pay. Mm. I always get nervous when I have to fight about those. But I remember that, you know, that green and red store?
Yes.
The other greener, there's that green and red store.
Yes.
I once bought yogurts at it. Yes. And they said all variants. And it was on special. I took double cream plain yogurt.
Yes.
And I went to the till. And they said, no, it's excluding. I said, you said all variants. That's what the advert says.
Okay.
I advocate for that one. Not the one where you take because the price was underneath a thing. And you know what's written there.
Yeah. So
generally, I'll go and I said, no, you said this is the brand of yogurts. And you said all variants. You didn't say excluding this one. And they tried to put up a fight. I won that fight. I left with that price.
Yeah, and you see, look, what you just mentioned falls under the examples of false marketing practices.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is misrepresenting the price.
Yep.
Advertising a product at a lower price than what is actually charged.
Exactly.
You see. Then the second one is misleading on descriptions, providing an inaccurate
description
of the product's features or benefits. You see.
Exactly. And then they want to put up a fight because you're putting this item, you put this bottle of water under a certain price. You know that price does not speak to that actual item. And the truth is, chances are I will take the product without necessarily reading thoroughly.
Yeah.
Because you said water.
Yeah.
But you didn't say this brand of water, you used another brand.
Exactly.
And when you get to the till, they'll tell you, no, maybe a customer removed it and put it there.
Mm.
And you're like, ah, you guys are robbing us. You know how deflated you get when you can't go with the product now? Now you must walk away.
Exactly.
Yeah, put
and,
up that
and
fight.
And they sometimes fail to disclose important information regarding that particular product.
Yep.
That is also one of the aspects of misleading.
Of false advertising.
Of false advertising.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now you may think they are telling you the truth only to find that they are ripping you off because it comes in various phases.
And they put in the right special there. When you calculate,
yes,
you realize, that green and orange store likes doing that. Then they say an item is, let's say, 12 rand.
Yes.
Then they say you buy two for 26 rand.
Yes.
Hi, boy, if I bought one, it would have been 24 rand. So what are you talking about? It's so special here.
Yeah.
There's no special. No. So we shouldn't be ripped off like that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We cannot be ripped off
it's
like
that. No. And I think let's conscientize also this service providers that are selling products or rendering service to say it's bad for your business if you misrepresent with the aim of making profit.
But also sometimes they manipulate us, Mr. SK. They also make us believe, and I know in this group they always talk about this, that you want to point out that there's an error. You want to point out that you guys are falsely advertising. And instead of taking responsibility, they'll shift it to the merchandiser or whoever was putting the price there. Then when you get to the till, they beg you. They say, please, ma'am, please leave it because I'm going to lose my job.
Yes.
Because whoever was supposed to put the stuff on the shelves did the worst job.
Exactly.
And so then you end up pitting the person and you're like, I'm not going to say anything, actually.
Yeah. It's bad, Luko. And this is what people suffer, Luko, on day-to-day basis.
Mm.
You find people buying services, paying for services, which is being misrepresented.
Yep.
You see. So it's what I'm talking about to say, failing to disclose important information.
Yep.
Then we look also into what we call bait marketing. Bait marketing. Yes.
Okay.
Luring consumers with offers that are not actually available.
Mm.
You see.
Okay.
So it's bad. Misrepresenting availability, claiming a product is in stock when it is not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You buy something, they tell you no, it's still in Cape Town. We're waiting for what courier to come and deliver and so forth. But when you were paying,
they even have a thing like,
yeah,
so
they say it's in our shelves. But after payment,
you don't get it.
You don't get it. Yeah. Now they start to take you to and fro, you see.
And then I heard they even have things like rain check or something where you can say, I'll get the item later on. Some stores will tell you about it, but some stores actually won't tell you about
it. They won't tell you about it, yes. You see, so it's very bad and it's not allowed, Luko. Okay, let's check Section 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we cannot speak law and not just mention
A section. An act somewhere there.
or a case law. Yep. Yeah, you see, Section 17 of the Consumer Protection Act affords consumers a right to cancel a reservation, booking or order for goods other than special goods, and a reasonable cancellation fee may be imposed by the supplier. You see, this is now where, again, the law allows consumers to terminate whatever suspicious purchase, either of service or of products, which they realize after some time that they have been misled. Hence, we have what we call a cooling off period after purchase, because the aim
is this for all items. Is the cooling period applicable to all items that we get to purchase, or it, does it depend from one store to another?
It's applicable, Luko, to all transactional. It's just that some of the stores, not to implicate
block it in writing.
Yeah, they don't include it in as a clause in the agreement.
Then they say, no, we don't have that clause.
We don't have
agreement.
Yes.
But if you know the act itself, you can actually bring it up.
Yeah,
because they're supposed to have it.
Yeah, hence these guys, they don't love people who have knowledge of the law, Luko.
You're too clever for them.
Yeah, they want people that they can just tell them something and they agree. The minute you start mentioning your rights and all that, hey, they can even beat you up.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, so it's bad that we still have such companies that operate that
way. Try to threaten people as well, not to exercise their rights. Interesting.
I mean, how do you stop a person to exercise their own consumer rights?
And you're also exercising your own now as the store. So allow the consumer to actually exercise their rights as well.
Exactly. Then we also check, Luko, Section 23 of the South African Consumer Protection Act deals with disclosure of prices for goods and services. It's essential mandate that the price of goods and services must be clearly displayed.
Clearly.
Yeah, that is Section 23 of the CPA. It's very clear. It must be clearly displayed, and consumers should not be misled by incorrect pricing. That is the act. If a price is displayed, the supplier is generally expected to honor that price with limited exceptions.
Manje, they have this thing, Mr. Sakamela, where they say, no, you must compare the code. I must read the code. That time the code is written in small at the bottom. You want me to take a product and then compare the code?
You see, it can't be, Luko.
Hey.
It can't be. You buy it, hence the Section 23 says it must be clearly spotted on.
And remember, I took it under that price thing. You said it was $15.99 to me.
Exactly.
And you placed the price underneath the product.
Yes.
I took the product. Then you say to me, yeah, it is juice, but remember, you must, the code, does it correspond?
Yes.
Do I work with codes or prices? Because, I mean, I just want the price.
Yeah.
You said it's juice. I took the juice and I left.
Yes. Then maybe one of the listeners out there, Luko, might be asking himself or herself a question. Where to report false advertising?
Yes, please.
I already mentioned that we have the ARB that accepts complaints about the content of advertising.
ARB.
Yes.
Which stands for?
That is the Advertising Reporting. Let me just confirm it.
Okay. Pretty please, because we want to tell on them.
Yes.
We're not going to be robbed that easily.
No,
but also, really, gone are the days, and you must remember, this information that's given to us now, these stores know about them.
Is the Advertising Regulatory Board?
Yes.
Yes.
They know about them. So when they don't adhere I feel it's an intentional move.
Yes.
They know. So we're not going to start pitting them. Shame, sorry. Shoot us.
Yeah.
No, it's not. So we're not there now. No, definitely. We're going to make sure.
So
that it's a
no-no, Luko, that we should still have advertising or false advertising that occurs in the time and age that we are living in. It's a no-no. Then, I mean, like I've already mentioned, the Consumer Protection Act guards against that. Then we will also check the rights that are detailed in the Consumer Protection Act. Look, we'll look into the right to equality in the consumer market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there is equality in the consumer market, the likelihood of false advertising will cease.
Yeah. Okay. Before I'm looking at the time we go, I know that people also should equip themselves with knowledge before committing, as also the word says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge."
Yes.
Is there a way where perhaps you can be able to represent them or can directly communicate? We'll definitely give you those details. Second question: is the debt counseling companies, though the process is legal, but other companies manipulate through their consultants to get people into debt counseling and debt reviews? But when the person realizes that it was not what they intended for, then the company says it will be difficult to get out of debt review flag from the credit bureau, even if they cancel the debt review from their side, which is the company. So what can people do to find help if they're getting no help to be removed from the debt review? Because some companies ask people to send POA, power of attorney, and you find the person does not have an attorney. Many people are able to afford and recover, but then they have now been now been entrapped with a lot. Okay. We'll definitely, this one is off air. He said, we'll talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
So we spoke about this, I think, in passing. A company calls you. Apparently, all they need to get is yes from you. Yeah, they get your voice.
Yes, no. Then exactly. Subsequently, you are under debt review.
Exactly.
And like I already said, Luko, previously to say, you can enter. It's easier to go into debt review, but to be removed from debt review,
it's difficult.
It's a court application.
Oh, that's why they want the power of attorney.
Yes. Oh. It's a court application. You must approach a court. Because remember, when you go into debt review, Luko, you are simply saying your liabilities outweighs your income.
Your income, yes.
You see, so you must go back to court to convince the court to say, my financial position has since changed. And now,
and chances are it hasn't by then. You just want to leave these people.
You just want to leave because you can't travel overseas, Luko, if you're under debt review. It has got very bad consequences. And people, you find them excited. I'm under debt review, but have you ever looked into the consequences of being under debt review? I mean, there's certain things that you cannot exercise.
Exactly.
You see. So it's very bad, and consumers out there should be aware that, like I said, you when you entered into that credit agreement, it was you and your creditors. Those people, you can still approach them by yourself and speak by yourself to say, I can't pay that which I said I will pay. I can't afford.
Exactly.
You see, then you will have to renegotiate a better and suitable payment plan that will suit you as a consumer.
Sure. We are running out of time, unfortunately. Yeah, I'm looking at the time. Yeah. But thank you, Success, for all these engagements. Mr. SK, you cannot leave without giving your details. People need help.
Yeah, I can see. Luko, I must tell you, I see that we are on the right track with the Legal Junction. Yeah. The level of engagement that we get from our listeners when we are here, I mean, it's really humbling, and we really, really, really appreciate.
Yeah.
My details, our WhatsApp line is 078-306-0456. 078-306-0456. That is our WhatsApp line. And also, you can go into our website to check what do we do and how do we work and so forth. That is www.siakamelalegal.co.za, www.siakamelalegal.co.za. www.ndolo.co.za. Then they can call also our office 011-976-2184. 011-976-2184.
Thank you so much, Mr. SK. Yeah. Got to love and leave you.
Yeah,
folk.
For sure. Say Shaili.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, let me go celebrate the birthdays and Luko from myself.
Whose birthday? Whose birthday?
You'll check me. You'll follow me, my friend.
Okay.
I'll invite you. I'll go with you. We're knocking off, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr.
From myself, the only lawyer of the radio, let me love you and leave you. We're meeting again, same time, same place next week, Thursday. God bless you. Peace.
Well, I got to love and leave you myself until next week on The Legal Junction. God bless.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.